SBS in deutscher Sprache.
Karen Pisks Leben veränderte sich dramatisch, als sie vor 8 Jahren ihren Ehemann verlor. Da sie aber nicht den Rest ihres Lebens allein verbringen wollte, entschloss sie sich, eine neue Beziehung aufzunehmen. Zu ihrem Glück traf sie Ian Groden, den sie schon als Freund der Familie kannte.
I was very good friends of his wife, who tragically passed away 6 months after my husband. So we discovered that we had a lot more in common than we had thought when we were friends as couples. So it wasn't really long at all. We said, well, you're lonely and I'm lonely. We should get together and then neither of us will be lonely. And that's been the solution. We're not denying that we were married happily, both of us, for 40 years.
Dass Karen sich nach langer Ehe wieder auf eine neue Beziehung einließ, schockte ihre Familie. Karen gibt zu, dass sie einige Hindernisse überwinden musste, wie zum Beispiel finanzielle Fragen, aber auch wie viel Zeit sie mit ihrem neuen Partner verbringen durfte.
We took things up as challenges and we almost, in inverted commas, muddled through. So that wasn't easy because all of a sudden we have a blended family.
Dino Di Rosa, Anwalt aus Südaustralien, trifft in seiner Praxis öfters ältere Paare, die zusammenleben und eine Wiederverheiratung in Betracht ziehen. Er sagt, viele sind dabei bemüht, ihre eigenen finanziellen Interessen zu schützen und zugleich ihre Beziehungen zu ihren Familien zu bewahren.
If you move in together, the question is, what happens to the house title? What happens to bank accounts? Is the relationship a real partnership? That's when rights start to accrue. If you keep assets separate and your relationship is one of boyfriend and girlfriend, there's no cohabitation, no rights generally start to accrue.
Wir können nicht in die Zukunft sehen, sagt Anwalt Di Rosa. Deswegen ist es klug, die vorhandenen Vermögensverhältnisse getrennt zu belassen.
You go 50-50 on things and it's pretty much a co-equal relationship. That's when I think it's more likely, especially in the short term, to be a situation where your assets are protected. In long term, circumstances change. One party might fall ill, aging. If you've lived together for 10, 20 years, there will be an issue of rights starting accruing in respect of assets held by the other party.
Psychologin Elizabeth Shaw leitet Relationship Australia in New South Wales. Sie rät heiratswilligen Paaren, alle praktischen Dinge ausführlich zu diskutieren, um später Enttäuschungen zu vermeiden. Sie warnt, dass es im Alter oft schwerfällt, finanziell wieder auf die Beine zu kommen.
If you're looking at a new relationship and you're 58, you may be very concerned about losing that asset and you also might be concerned about losing the legacy for your children and seeing the things that you've carefully built up go out of the family to stepchildren and so on. So I think that does raise anxiety and not seeing that as unromantic and you don't trust me, but instead to say, look, that's a mature thing to do, to say, what sort of future do we want together? What are we both bringing to the table? How can we be practical about that so that we can get on with really enjoying each other?
Die letzte Volkszählung hat gezeigt, dass etwa 2 von 1000 Männern und 1 von 1000 Frauen über 65 sich entschließen, ihre Ehe zu beenden. Elizabeth Shaw sagt, dass eine Wiederverheiratung im Alter selten ein Erfolg ist, wenn es schon in der ersten Ehe Probleme gab.
People have not properly worked through and resolved the issues from the first relationship. And I think that to take the time to really think to yourself, why did that breakup happen? What have I learned from that experience? Where am I up to in my own life? All of those sorts of deeper reflections. And what do I want to offer a relationship and what do I want to get? Rather than being really resolved in themselves that they're in a good place to repartner. Or it may be that the person is very ready and very resolved and has done all that work, but they marry someone who hasn't done that work.
Kulturell bedingte Erwartungen können ebenfalls eine Einwirkung haben, ob eine Wiederverheiratung in Betracht gezogen wird. Eine große Rolle spielen dabei Erwartungen, die man an den nächsten Partner knüpft, sagt Psychologin Shaw.
Families can really say, well, if you really love that person, you should be loyal to them for the rest of your life. Or when you're more advanced in life, sometimes your children weigh into it and they don't believe that you should have the chance to move on. I think there's a lot of ageism in our society and that people in later life are not supposed to experience desire. And now you've got time to be a full grandmother or grandfather. Those expectations may not really fit what you want for your life.
Frau Shaw rät aber allen Heiratswilligen, sich durch echte oder vermeintliche Hindernisse nicht vom Heiraten abhalten zu lassen.
We are relational beings and most people want to be close to others. It's certainly not the case that an intimate partner is the only way to feel good about yourself. There are some people who choose never to partner again and that's a very satisfying life. But for people that do want to repartner, although I'm naming a number of practical things like working with stepchildren and money and so on, these are just problems to be resolved. They're not things to put you off.
Karen Pisk plant inzwischen nicht, sich wieder zu verheiraten. Doch sie sagt, dass das gemeinsame Leben mit Groden eine gute Entscheidung gewesen ist.
A lot of people like living on their own. But if it is the case that you feel like you would like to have a new partner and shared experiences, then you wouldn't just sit back and let them fly through the window. Everything these days requires some measure of proactivity and eventually something happens. And I would never say that you have to spend the rest of your life alone.
Weitere Podcasts in deutscher Sprache bei sbs.com.au/German.